Live from Charlotte, North Carolina, here at the Democratic National Convention. It is Pacifica Radio. My name is Davey D, along with Margaret Prescott, along also with Mark Babawi. We are all holding it down as things are kicking off. And walking in the building, there are two people that I think folks really need to know. Biko Baker, who is the executive director of the League of Young Voters, nationally recognized for his work in getting people to the polls. He is out of Milwaukee, and contrary to popular belief, he is one of the people that has set records in turning people out, especially in the midterms and the most recent election around Scott Walker. Sitting next to him is Jasiri X out of the great state of Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh to be exact. He is a well-known artist as well as an organizer who is on the ground also getting people to the polls. Gentlemen, welcome to the show, and let me just start off with you, Biko. The big topic of discussion, especially for people in our generation, is voter suppression, directed at black people, brown people, young people in general. You've been able to buck that trend in a state that has put voter ID and voter suppression tactics into play. Let's talk about the success and how you're doing things.
Well, first of all, I want to appreciate you guys and Pacifica for having me on and Jaziri on. And the second thing is, it's not me. You know, we have a cool team of smart young cats who are very passionate, bigger than the league in Milwaukee, and it's been about 8 years of cultivating people who want to stand up and fight for themselves. And what people don't know about Milwaukee is it's a mostly black city, and even though Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley are what people think about our city, it's black and brown. And the reason why we've been able to do that is because we use art, culture, and the internet to keep people informed. It's never knocking doors is the only tactic. We're constantly talking about voting. In the middle of winter and off your election, we're talking of voting and registered voters. So, you know, you're just keeping the message out there and keep it popping.
Let's talk about the Scott Walker recall election. Very big difference in terms of what you all did versus what the leadership of the Dems were able to do. Talk a little bit about that, the folks you turned out and where it went wrong.
Well, we're beefing with the Wisconsin Dems a little bit. Not really. But unfortunately, what's happened is that, you know, the state is divided by race and class, and unfortunately, the Wisconsin Democratic Party was not able to convince working-class white men that it was in their self-interest to vote for Tom Barrett. Part of that is Tom Barrett's fault by starting a late election and not pushing real hard. But other is that the Democratic Party has not innovated its organizing strategy. And outside the Obama campaign, you see very little innovation. And so while we're at the front edge using data, science, and hood kids using technology and tracking, some of our elders in the white Democratic Party have not been doing that. I don't want to say white, but, you know, it's mostly white in Wisconsin.
Jasiri, talk about what's going on in Pennsylvania. You guys have a voter suppression thing going on there.
Absolutely.
But you were able to turn out a lot of people in 08. What's the sentiment now going into 2012? And also, Biko said using art, and you've been crafting songs.
Absolutely.
That have been very, very popular.
Right. Well, I mean, what's happening in Pennsylvania right now is they passed the voter ID law specifically to win the state for Mitt Romney. And we know this because the head of the Republican Party in Pennsylvania said it on videotape that we passed voter ID and this was. And so basically Romney's going to win. And so it's being challenged right now. You just had recently right in Pittsburgh at the DMV where somebody wrote a story about how they went to the DMV and was denied a ID to vote. And so, you know, it's very real. And so, you know, what's happening in Pittsburgh right now is we're really working in our communities to, just like you said, use arts and culture to raise awareness about, one, making sure that we get people the proper identification to vote and making them understand that if voting wasn't important, that people wouldn't be organizing, you know what I'm saying, from the highest levels to try to prevent you from voting. And so one of the events we're doing is actually with the League of Young Voters, September 22nd. It's called Ignite in Pittsburgh. And we're doing a tour, and we're going to Pittsburgh and Philadelphia to use hip-hop artists like myself and D1, as well as, you know, bloggers like Andres Hell, Kim Osorio from The Source magazine, to try to draw people in and then talk to them about the importance of not just voting. I think that's where we get it twisted, because it's not just about voting. It's got to be the follow-up. And a lot of times, to me, the mistake we made, I think, in 08 is we voted, and then we partied and walked away. But what we have to do is vote, but then we have to demand that our vote be respected. and demand that our agenda be addressed. And I think that's the second part that we have to make sure that we do in 2012.
I want to ask both of y'all. I've seen y'all do the Ignite thing. And
we got to get you down, Dave. Yeah. We got to get you involved somehow.
But one of the things that I was impressed with, because I often hear people go, well, where are the young people and how come they're not doing things? And when you all do these things, I'm looking online and I'm seeing 30, 40, 50,000 people are watching you simultaneously. And that is tactics that you don't see normally with this leadership. Can you talk about that and the large amount of people that have, you know, come out to support, you know, these type of efforts? Because it's something that kind of goes underneath the radar. And then you wake up one day and realize you've amassed quite a bit of people.
Yeah, one of the cool things about hip-hop is that we're connected. I mean, started back in, you know, I met you in 2000 at the Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin hip-hop thing, and we've continued to connect. And all across the country, a lot of these bloggers and hip-hop activists are connecting and talk to each other like friends. And all we've been able to do is aggregate their networks, link up with some big names like Ustream and get them to pay attention and help. And, you know, we're going to keep getting bigger. We're trying to get 100,000 views in basically a week, over a week's time. And the only way it will happen is because we got great partners like Ustream, like All Hip Hop, like Davey D, like One Hood, like a lot of other people, the well-versed.
Yeah, Margaret Prescott here. I'd like both of you to respond to this. Not all in our audience, but there are some in the Pacifica audience that are saying, well, why bother to go out and vote? A lot of people disappointed with President Barack Obama. They're angry, and they're saying, well, there's very little difference between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, so why bother? And I'd like both of y'all to respond to that, since you're out there doing voter registration.
I will start with, you know, one of the things actually that the league has basically ran with is vote for yourself. I mean, I think that
we stole that from you.
Oh yeah, that was Paradise, the architect. Peace out to my man Dice. But I mean, the whole thing is like, one, it's not just when you're talking about voting, you're not just talking about voting for the White House. I mean, David D made a good point when we were at a BET town hall a few days ago about what about the judges in your area. What about the district attorneys in your area? What about the local people in your area that have access to millions of dollars that determine what's going on in your backyard? So I think people do that because they're not really educated properly politically. And they look at voting as something that we should just do 4 years when the president comes up. But the real elections that really matter right in your community that determine the status of your school, the status of your community, whether you're getting snow removal in places like Pittsburgh and Milwaukee, or whether or not, you know, resources are allocated to people that are actually doing a job in your community, whether it's about stopping the violence or helping bringing people together. Those are the things we should vote for. But first, I think we have to educate our people about the reality politically and how these people often are the ones allocating resources. And if we want to see those resources change, we have to get involved and we have to make our voices heard. And one of the way we make our voices heard is by who we vote for.
Yeah, the reality, Mr. Baker, who's the executive director of the
League. I like being called Mr. Baker.
Yeah.
No one calls me that. I'm just kidding.
That's it. Executive, I know nobody does, but I am, right?
I appreciate that.
Executive director of the League of Young Voters Education. I mean, what X says is all well and good, but November, everybody knows, is about the presidential election. When you're out there doing voter registration, all the pundits are saying that if the youth vote don't turn out, if the president's base don't turn out, that Romney Ryan are going to win.
That's right.
So what X is saying is very true. It's a point Davey has made. Excellent point. But when it comes to why should people register and participate in the presidential election process, what's your response?
I think there's a couple things. You got to look at the record. You know, I think if you look at some of the stuff Obama has done as it may not have been as transformative we'd like it to be, but the healthcare, you know, law is big. You can stay on your insurance until you're 26. You know, that's big. You know, my father, who is in cancer recovery, has opportunity now. If he, as an unemployed construction worker, has opportunity to get health insurance, it can't be denied. These are big things, and those are Obama talking points, but they're big things. I think the other thing is you need to look at what's happened in other regimes. I remember what it was like when George Bush II got in and how quickly school funds disappeared, how my fellowships disappeared. And these are big things. And if you think, honestly, if people think that this guy, Romney, is not going to come in and do some drastic things like Ronald Reagan and push for a bigger police state,
right,
you're
right
out of your mind. These guys are, they're with it. They say, we want our country back.
Right.
They're telling you what they're going to do.
Yep.
And if that doesn't inspire you, I don't know what will.
Pico, as we get ready to go, because I know you have to bounce, Paul Ryan, talk about that situation, because either in your state and just the whole, how's that going to play out with Wisconsin right now?
Here's a talking point that you hear from Wisconsin folks. Paul Ryan is a good guy. He's a family guy. He's a nice guy. He's a caring guy. But the truth of the matter is he is the ultra neocon. And that's cool if you're in the neoconservative stuff. But he's also, if you look at his speech, he's not the most transparent and honest dude. And I think if we are fooled by his good looks or his good speech or, you know, the way they package him, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. And people know who listen to this show or are on the hip-hop blogs that I've had a lot to say about President Obama and how he's not been doing enough for specifically about black people pushing that narrative. But I also know it can get worse. And a guy like Paul Ryan, we're going to be in trouble. I'll just say that. From Wisconsin, I live in Janesville. For those who don't know, is one of the most racist places. The Klan is still there. I used to go there, play sports, play basketball, play soccer, and get called the N-word all the time in his hometown. So if you think a guy coming from that, a wealthy guy, not a working class guy, a wealthy guy from that town, doesn't have a plan, you're out of your mind.
Pico, we appreciate it. Jasiri, any last things? Or Margaret, you have
A quick thing from Mr. X.
Yes.
I called you Mr. Baker, so I got to call him Mr. X
Mr.
now.
X.
In terms of the young women, you know, the sisters that you are doing outreach to,
right.
A lot of talk in this election about the war on women.
Yes.
Tupac has a song where he talks about his mother and he talks about struggling on welfare and all of that.
Right.
And I wonder if you have a comment in terms of the message to the young women and their involvement in voter registration.
Well, I mean, I think absolutely. I think, you know, when you see the Romney-Ryan ticket, you see a ticket that's very, not just hostile to women, but very hostile to black people specifically. So now if you're black and a woman, you're getting hit doubly. I mean, you know, the voter suppression laws is one thing. You have this language being used like Barack Obama's a full stamp prisoner and he wants everybody on welfare. And then you have these specific attacks on women and women's rights. And so if they're saying right now that they're going to not only take those rights away from you, but really take the safety net away from it. And that's what it is. A lot of times, you know, my mother, you know, when I was growing up, I grew up in a single parent household. And for a short period of time, my mother needed welfare to make it by before she ended up getting her master's degree and becoming a senior marketing engineer. For that period of time, she needed welfare to get by. And so a lot of times that safety net is there for people not to be there their whole lives, but to help them through a hard period of time. And it's interesting, even when you talk about welfare, how it's framed, it's really a lot more white people on welfare, but they really want to take that safety net. And think about this. They want to take the millions of dollars and really a small portion of the budget and then give that to these billionaires who don't need it, but give more tax cuts, more benefits to billionaires. And so I would tell young women, don't listen to Nicki Minaj, you know what I'm saying, who said she wanted to vote for Romney.
Nicki Minaj, popular hip-hop artist. Came out and did a song about Romney yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, Nicki Minaj is in a different tax bracket, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, don't listen to her. Look at the record, like Biko said, and when you look at the record, that's what you have to base your vote on.
Jasiri X, we want to thank you. And Biko had to bounce on out of here.
Yeah,
we're going to take a break here at our live coverage here in Charlotte, North Carolina. David D. and Margaret Prescott. We'll be right back.